welcome to today's broadcast of It Is Finished with your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. Thanks for tuning in today. Today is Sunday, September the 20th of 2015. I pray that you've had a blessed, blessed week and that the remainder of your week continues to be blessed as well. Before we begin today's broadcast, I would like to invite you to visit me on my website at www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, you can view previous, you can actually listen to previous ministry broadcasts, as well as get books for your entire family. And if you would like to donate to the cause of this ministry, you can do so on the website as well. Before we continue on with today's Sunday Hour of Power, I would like for us to please remember to keep in mind all our fellow brothers and sisters all over the world, including the United States, who are being persecuted for the sake of Christ. Please pray for their strength, pray for their endurance, and also pray for us to be strong for the times that are coming ahead. Today we're going to be going over Revelation chapter 18, because that chapter is very significant in the times that we are now in, and we are going to just see what the throne of God has to say about the hour that we are in. But we're going to just bring in God and listen to some music in order to usher in the presence of God. All right, we're back, and we're going to go to the book of Revelation. And before we begin, I would like for us to just open up with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just thank you for this beautiful day that you have allowed us to see, God. I ask, God, that you would bless us, God, throughout this This ministry broadcast, God, that it will be revealing to your people, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to forgive us for all the sins that we have done before you, God, knowingly and unknowingly, God. I ask you to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Lord. I ask you to allow us to be the vessels that you have called us to be. In your son's name, we ask this. Amen. All right. We are going to go to the book of Revelation. Chapter 18, Revelation chapter 18. And there is so much that's going on, and we have gone over Revelation before, but a lot of people, this might be your first time listening to this broadcast, and you may not have had anyone to actually go over the book of Revelation with you to help you understand it. One of the things we want to make sure that we always do is to pray before we read the Bible so that the Holy Spirit will give us the wisdom that we need in order to rightly divide the word of truth. There are so many false doctrines out there, and so we don't want to be misled. So whenever you're reading the Bible, allow the Lord to open up his understanding so that what he wants you to know, it will be in your mind and your heart and your soul, and that you will understand. We get wisdom from the Holy Spirit. And so therefore, God gives it to us without holding it against us. He gives graciously of wisdom. And so therefore, we want to ask God to open up our minds, open up our hearts, open up our understanding into the things of him, because he wants us to be fully equipped with the word of God, and that includes all books of the Bible, including Revelation. All right, our world is in major trouble. Much of what John has seen in his vision is actually unfolding right before our very eyes. The majority of the world has refused to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. There is just a remnant of people who are actually ready to meet him in the sky. Despite the warnings that have been placed inside the Bible, there are those who choose to keep it hidden and ignore the alarms that are sounding all over the world. However, John was given this message of revelation for the church to know what to expect in the last days. And yet so many choose to act as if that part of the Bible does not exist. And we cannot afford to act like Revelation, that part of the Bible doesn't exist. Revelation is the one book in the Bible that God actually pronounces a blessing over those who read and understand it. So we need to understand the times that we're in. It's called Revelation because it was meant to be revealed. It's not called the secret. It's called the revelation. And anything that's a revelation means that it's a revealing. However, the time is coming when Christians will no longer be able to close their eyes to the truth and will have to make the ultimate decision. They will choose either to stand up for Christ or take sides with the beast and lose out on eternity. The decision has to be made by every living soul. Some have made it and lost their lives in the process, only to have the right to gain it in eternity, while others have passed on without accepting Christ and made their choice to go to the abyss. Those who are alive still have a chance to do what is right. Which side will you choose? And we have to be like Joshua. Joshua said, "Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." John was shown the prostitute who sat upon the beast with multiple heads and horns. This was no ordinary woman, but one who was full of sin and caused others to drink of her cup. God gave this message for the woman to turn from her evil ways and repent. Unfortunately, the prophecy does let us know that many will not repent and will be lost as a result of their rebellion. The day of the Lord is now. God will one day return, and when he does, will you be ready? And we all want to be ready when Jesus comes back. I pray that you do, There's a lot of people that don't care. They feel like this is the only life they're going to have. This is it, and there's no hereafter, and they're going to party while they got it, or they think that Satan has more to offer, but he actually doesn't. The only thing he can offer you is death, grief, temporary gain, but it's only temporary because once you sign your name in blood with him, he doesn't want to let go. And he is really trying to collect souls. He has the majority going to hell already, but he's still trying to go after the few, the remnant, who are trying to be faithful to Christ, or those who haven't made the complete decision and are straddling the fence. Well, basically, you're straddling the fence, you have made a decision. Because Jesus said, I want you to be hot or cold, but if you lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. So not making a decision is actually making one for the devil. In Revelation chapter 18, verses 1 through 3, and we're reading from the NIV version, it says, after this, I saw an angel coming down from heaven. He had great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his splendor. With a mighty voice, he shouted, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great. She has become a dwelling place for demons and hunt for every impure spirit, a hunt for every unclean bird, a hunt for every unclean and detestable animal. For all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her idolatries. The kings of the earth committed adultery with her. And the merchants of the earth grew rich from her excessive luxuries. John was shown what would take place in the last days that we are now in. An angel came to deliver another message of warning concerning the great nation of Babylon. In the last days, in the days of old rather, Jeremiah the prophet warned that Israel would be taken captive by the Babylonians of his day. But the Israelites did not want to listen to his warning. They preferred the deception of false prophets during his time who spoke of peace and safety just as many in today's do. Instead of turning to God and repenting of the sins that they had committed, their hearts were full of rebellion. Instead of desiring to please God, they felt that they could continue in their idolatrous ways because they were the chosen people. What they failed to realize was because God had chosen them, they were held to a higher standard. How would other nations know about God if his own people were not faithful in serving him? Nevertheless, God still had a heart of restoration for his people, and Babylon was eventually punished for its wicked ways. This punishment of Babylon took place during Daniel's time when King Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar's son, had taken the throne to rule. Babylon fell as a mighty power to the Medes and the Persians. Now, whenever God gives a punishment, he first gives warnings. He never punishes right away without giving a warning. And so many have ignored the warning and gone after, you know, doing what they want to do. And if it seems right in their eyes, and, you know, and this is what's going on in America today. God has given America warning after warning after warning. If you recall 9-1-1, every 9-11, there's always a remembrance, a memorial because of the ones that were fallen, that had fallen in 9-1-1. However, during that time of 9-1-1, everyone, politicians, everyone was praying. Everyone was talking about God, and you couldn't get enough of people on TV talking about God and prayer. We need to pray. But so far, have we fallen? It's been 14 years since that took place, and we have fallen we have fallen so quickly. So quickly, we have forgotten what took place, forgotten that God was giving us a warning, but we've become defiant as a nation, more wicked as a nation. Even though Iran is known as Babylon of old, the Bible speaks of a new and mysterious Babylon. Why is it mysterious? It is because it is not known by the name Babylon, or it would be too obvious as to who the scriptures refer. This Babylon is the United States of America. America and Israel are the two countries that were formed by an act of God. Christopher Columbus did not know where he was actually at when he first came to America. He was trying to find the West Indies. However, we know that God was the one who led him to find this continent. America has been blessed beyond measure and has been able to be a blessing to other countries. Therefore, she has a huge responsibility to God and other nations. However, the United States has become one of the most wicked nations that has ever been in existence. The United States is responsible for nearly 60 million abortions since Roe versus Wade. Homosexual marriage has become the law of the land. Sin by way of importation and exportation of pornography has caused this nation and others to become an immoral bed of fleas. The greed of this nation's elite causes the innocent to suffer greatly. Lies of political leaders and their ungodly ways has led this nation to compromise the word of God. Failure of pastors behind the pulpits to warn the people to get their affairs in order has caused the body of Christ to be in a state of slumber. Violence is on the rise in many cities across the United States, and even those who are called to serve and protect have found themselves on the opposite side of the law. Satanic rituals and demonic themes in movies, games, books, and music have replaced the God-given values given within the Ten Commandments. To stand on the Word of God in the United States has now put you in a line to be considered a bigot, homophobe, politically incorrect, terrorist, and other names of rebuke just for following God. This is why Babylon will fall, because she has accepted every type of perverse evil that can possibly be imagined. Not only has she become defiled, but she has also caused other nations to follow her wicked ways. In July of 2015, President Obama made a trip to visit his homeland in Kenya. During that trip, he tried to make headway in persuading the Kenyan president to adjust their anti-gay laws. However, the Kenyan president refused to accept this ungodly abomination in his country. The United States is guilty of enticing other countries into their web of wickedness. Too much is given, much is required, and the United States owe everything they have to God. Unfortunately, she has taken God out of every aspect of society. Therefore, Babylon will fall. And you have some people who do not want to accept that America can fall, but it's going to. If we look throughout history, every great kingdom has fallen. America is no exception. America's going to fall. In Revelation chapter 18, still verses 4 through 8. Revelation chapter 18, again, verses 4 through 8. It reads, "Then I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues. For her sins are piled up to heaven, and God has remembered her crimes. Give back to her as she has given. Pay her back double for what she has done. Pour her a double portion from her own cup. Give her as much torment and grief as the glory and luxury she gave herself. In her heart she boasts, 'I sit enthroned as queen. I am not a widow. I will never mourn. Therefore, in one day, her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her. Many people within the United States dare to be arrogant and think that this nation will never pay for the sins that has been committed by this country against God. Countless pastors have preached sermons concerning the same ideology that because the United States has been the main country to help feed third world countries, spread the gospel through missionaries, radio, TV, and satellite worldwide, and have worship houses on nearly every corner, that they would not be judged. However, Israel and Judah had the same mindset and lived to see the destruction of their nation. In Daniel chapter 1, verses 1 through 2, it says, in the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem, besieged it. And the Lord delivered Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, along with some of the articles from the temple of God. These he carried off to the temple of his God in Babylonia and put in the treasure house of his God. God never desires to punish his people, but he will never allow himself to be mocked because of their wickedness. In Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 8, it says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit from the Spirit will reap eternal life. John heard the warning for God's people to come out of Babylon so that his people would not share in the wrath of the judgment. We are not to partake in the evils of this world. The sins of this nation have reached up to God's nostrils, and he will respond accordingly. The Bible tells the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, which were two very wicked cities that God destroyed. The Lord warned Abraham upon a visit that he would destroy them after checking to see if the stories of their wickedness was true. In Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 through 21, it says, then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great and their sins so grievous that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. Sin cannot dwell in the presence of God. Therefore, God will allow it to go for so long, but then his judgment will come down. America has boasted about being the greatest country in the world. However, the greatness has only been because of the mighty hands of God upon it. Unfortunately, America's wickedness has become exceedingly great. And just as Israel and Judah were overtaken by their enemies, the future of the United States will be the same as theirs. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, it reads, the Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. Instead, he is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. God, he's in the process of exposing many of this nation's sins. There is no question as to why this nation is being judged. Once the wrath of God comes down upon it, it's going to be massive. For example, the Centers for Medical Progress has been instrumental in bringing out the evils against the demonic organization Planned Parenthood through an undercover investigation of over 3 years. The videos that were taken exposed the immoral and grotesque selling of aborted baby parts and organs, as well as babies being kept alive to harvest brains and other parts. Many may think that this was just a coincidence that these videos were exposed, but God used this organization to uncover the satanic sacrifices that were taking place. Every baby that is aborted is a demonic sacrifice being offered to Satan, for he is the destroyer of life. And as we know, President Obama is an advocate of Planned Parenthood. And who can be an advocate of something so demonic as tearing babies apart and selling their organs like they're at an auto parts store? In John chapter 8, verse 44, it reads, "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue, for he is a liar and the father of lies." America is going to pay double for all the sins that she has committed against God and others. We're going to take a break right here, and we'll be right back.
Praise him in his mighty heavens, praise him for his acts of power, dance to the world. Everything that has been present,
John Bowler in the Praise and
Worship. All right. We will be coming back to our segment here. And there is just so much that's going on. And this is why it is so important for us to be not only hearers, but doers of the Word of God. Because the days that we are in is letting us know that this country is in trouble, and we need to be studying, we need to be praying, we need to make sure our lives is right before God, because when the judgments, and there's judgments that's already taken place, mass animal deaths, plagues, bubonic plagues, and we've had Ebola, and these are just California wildfires. These are things that are just warning shocks, and things is fixing to intensify greatly. They just recognize that Palestine can be, they can wave their flag at the UN. Never has that been done before. That's always been declined, but since Obama has been in office, so many unprecedented things are now taking place that would have never even been considered. And even if it was considered, it wouldn't have been voted to pass. So they're still trying to divide Jerusalem, have a two-state solution. So we're seeing signs of the time, the end of the age, that things are taking place more and more in this country. And we need to be praying that God will just have mercy on us and help us to be the vessels he needs for us to be for as a revival.
Thank you.
And we're back. This nation, she has been given much, and therefore God expects better. In Luke chapter 12, verses 48, it reads, "But for the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows. But everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked. Because we were supposed to be founded upon Christian values, there is an expectation for us to follow. Unfortunately, the leaders of this nation has taken it down a path of destruction, and much of this is the fault of the leaders within the body of Christ. The text lets us know that there will be death, mourning, and famine as part of Babylon's judgment. The destruction that will overtake this country will literally bring it to its knees. Many will die. There will be many tears. And many will die of famine because nothing will be able to grow for those who may survive what is left of her destruction." In Isaiah chapter 1, verses 2 through 9, it reads, "Hear me, O you heavens. Listen, earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master. The donkey is anger, his owner's anger. But Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Woe to the sinful nation, a people whose guilt is great, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why should you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured, your whole heart afflicted. From the sole of your feet to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed and bandaged or soothed with olive oil. Your country is desolate, your cities burn with fire, your fields are being stripped by foreigners right before you, laid waste as when overthrown by strangers. Daughter Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a hut cucumber field, like a city under siege. Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have been like Sodom and Gomorrah. We would have been like Gomorrah." God is saying here, the foreigners, we're seeing this right now, right before our eyes. Foreigners invading countries, foreigners being allowed to come in here and ravage the things. We don't have enough for ourselves, let alone foreigners that are coming in, that's being allowed to come in and will overtake us. In Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 10. Again, that's Revelation chapter 18, verses 9 through 10. It reads, "When the kings of the earth who committed adultery with her shared her luxury see the smoke of her burning, they will weep and mourn over her, terrified at her torment. They will stand afar and cry, 'Woe, woe to you, great city, you mighty city of Babylon. In 1 hour, your doom has come.' The enemies of America who partook in her sins will miss the fortune they made off of her. It may not be a sincere sorrow over her demise, but a longing to do business with her as they had before. Fear will incite them as they look upon the great nation of America that will be in ruins. They will see how this great country was once powerful and how it's been brought down to ruins. And they will look on in amazement." In Revelation 18, in verse 11 through 14, it reads, "The merchants of the earth will weep and mourn over her, because no one buys her cargo anymore. Cargoes of gold, silver, precious stones and pearls, fine linen, purple silk and scarlet cloth, every sort of citron wood and articles of every kind made of ivory, costly wood, bronze, iron and marble, cargoes of cinnamon and spice, of incense, myrrh and frankincense, of wine and olive oil, of fine flour and wheat, cattle and sheep, horses and carriages, and human beings sold as slaves. They will say, 'The fruit you long for is gone from you. All your luxury and splendor have vanished, never to be recovered.' The merchants who sold these things and gained their wealth from her will stand afar, terrified at her torment. They will weep and moan and cry out, 'Woe, woe to you, great city, dressed in the linen, purple, scarlet, and glittering with gold, precious stones, and pearls.'" See, other nations there that did business with the United States, they're going to be amazed. They're going to see the smoke rising after she's been destroyed. What would destroy this country? Bombs, nuclear weapon, things that can destroy a nation that people can see from afar. They're going to be able to see the smoke rising, and they're going to be in disbelief that the United States failed. No one would ever think in this century, in this time, that the United States would fall. But that's exactly what's happening. That's exactly what's foretold here in Revelation chapter 18. The United States of America will fall. In verse 17, "In 1 hour, such great wealth, has been brought to ruin. Every sea captain and all who travel by ship and the sailors and all who earn their living from the sea will stand from afar. They will see the smoke of her burning. They will exclaim, 'Was there ever a city like this?' They will throw dust on their heads and weep and mourn and cry out, 'Woe, woe to you, great city. All who had ships on the sea became rich through her wealth. In 1 hour, she has been brought to ruin. Rejoice over her, you heavens. Rejoice, people of God. Rejoice, apostles and prophets, for God has judged her with the judgment she imposed on you." And see, we're seeing this take place in the sense that America, they actually wiggle their nose when it comes to pastors sounding the alarm, or prophets or apostles sounding the alarm, warning them to turn from their wicked ways, warning them to stop the abortions, warning them to stop the gay marriage. They flick their nose up and say, "We don't want to listen to that. Keep your Bibles to yourself. Keep your God to yourself." And we're seeing this just recently. Kim Davis, Kentucky circuit clerk, has been jailed. First American being jailed over religion by following her religious beliefs. She could possibly be in jail again due to not having her name on the marriage licenses. And you have even some Christians saying, "Oh, she should have just resigned." No, she shouldn't have just resigned. We all have to stand up and take our place and say what is right and what thus said the Lord. And this is the nation we come in where you can be now be jailed because you refuse to disobey God. Judges are taking a stand in threat of impeachment. Doctors, the other day I was reading an article where a doctor, and I hadn't even thought about the doctors, who would not prescribe their transgender patients estrogen to help them to transition into the fake body that they want to be in, or a doctor who will maybe refuse to do a sex transplant on a man to make him want to look like a woman, because he would never be a woman, want to look like a woman. These are things that I hadn't even thought about, just how it would even affect the medical field. Doctors, lawyers, who may not want to take on cases to defend the LGBT. Judges who would not marry the LGBT. Bakers and wedding planners who would not officiate and partake in a sermon of LGBT. This is going to be nationwide. But see, you consider a homophobe. You consider judging. You know, and so many Christians want to don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. Well, we're supposed to judge according to righteousness. And if anything does not line up with the word of God, then we're supposed to judge it accordingly. Jesus said, by their fruits, you will know them. How do you judge a fruit? Well, you judge a fruit between you. You have to know, okay, what does an apple look like? It's supposed to be red. It's supposed to be green. It's supposed to be, you know, white inside. It's supposed to be juicy. But then if you got an orange and it has an orange peel and you got a peel in and it's orange, and then you have to judge that fruit. So too many Christians are using the excuse to be cowards. And they're saying, oh, don't judge, don't judge, don't judge. You a coward. It's not about judging. See, judging, what Jesus was talking about, is if you are doing the same thing that they're doing, then you can't judge. So you got to make sure your house is in order. But we're supposed to judge according to righteousness, not just by appearances, but according to righteousness. In Revelation 18, and we're closing, 21 through 24, it reads, then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a large milestone and threw it into the sea and said, with such violence, the great city Babylon will be thrown down, never to be found again. The music of harpists and musicians, pipers and trumpeters will never be heard in you again. No work of any trade will ever be found in you again. The sound of a milestone will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voice of the bridegroom and the bride will never be heard in you again. Your merchants were the world's important people. By your magic spell, all nations were led astray. In her was found the blood of prophets and God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth. This is saying here that the United States, is there going to be persecution? Yes. Is there going to be martyrdom? Yes. So many leaders are telling their flock that you will not go through the great tribulation, that you're going to be raptured up out of here. No, you're not. That's not even biblical. There's going to be martyrdom. The Bible lets us know, it says here, in her were found the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, of all who have been slaughtered on the earth. We have, United States is responsible for ISIS. Things are coming out even more now. God is uncovering things. That they were responsible for ISIS, which means that the United States was responsible for ISIS. They're also responsible for the Christians who were killed by the hands of ISIS. The United States has blood on their hands when it comes to abortion. They have blood on their hands when it comes to other Christians and other nations. They have blood on their hands of innocent people who they overturned their governments, toppled their governments for their own greedy gain. This is what the United States is going to pay for. You're talking about the musicians and the harpers, all those who worship in the devil. But see, judgment is coming. Judgment's already here. It's already been decided. And the United States has been found wanting. and judgment will take place. But God is wanting a revival. He's wanting a revival of his people. God doesn't want anyone to fall victim or fall to the wrath of him. So this is why we need to be prayed up and repent. See, a lot of times there's no one teaching on repentance. And we have to repent. We have to ask God to forgive us for the things that we've done wrong. It's not good enough just to go to church and say, well, I fill my quota for the week. And I'm good to next week, but you never pick up your word and read it. You never have any prayer with God to talk to him. You just your once a week church ritual is good enough, but during the week you listen to every kind of music that's on the radio. You're watching every little thing on TV, your scandal, your empires, your soap operas, MTV and BET and all the mess and garbage that's on the screen these days. You're playing all these violent video games and all the killing and the sexual stuff. Some watching pornography behind the scenes because, you know, it's easy to do it these days because nobody will see you because it's behind your own computer. You know, greed, the lust of money, the love of money. The lust, all the things that the devil tries to tempt us with, these are things that's going to send us to hell if we don't get it right. Pastors, and I talk a lot about this because so many are misleading their people astray. They won't preach repentance. They telling you, you're going to get a bigger house, you're going to get a fancier car, you're going to get this money in the bank and all these things, but they're not teaching you to get your life together. You're preaching sermons so they can get more money coming in, have people running around the building, speaking in useless tongues and all of this. But then there's no change in their life. The manifestation of Jesus is not seen because there's no Jesus in them, because it's only for outwardly display. It's having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. How do you have a form? That means you're showing it. But when you deny the power, that means that you're not actually doing what God has told us to do. So therefore, you're an imitator and you're a hypocrite. You're acting the part, but you're not actually living it. And the book of James will tell us to be not only hearers, but we're supposed to be doers of the word. America is in the shape it's in because the leaders in the body of Christ have failed to do their job. When prayer was taken out of school, the church should have been knocking on the Supreme Court's door every day. You will not. And if you do vote this, we will not vote you in. if you're a politician, see, that's why the United States should never have the church should never have had the separation of church and state or that tax-exempt status they did in 1890-something, whatever, because the church allowed themselves to be shut up and run by the government. No tax, no government should have any control over the church saying what is right and what is wrong. Now, you got a lot of churches that saying, oh, well, we got to be politically correct because we can't endorse a candidate. The only reason you can't say what's right and wrong is because you have laid down with the IRS. You in a tax exempt status. Therefore, you have allowed the government to control what you can and can't say. But see, if a candidate like Hillary Clinton is for abortion, for gay rights and everything, then you're supposed to say, do not vote for Hillary. Because she is against. Sometimes you have to break it down for people to understand why. It's not that you just hating on this person. Why? We never should have voted for Obama. Why should you not vote for Obama? Because he's for civil unions. He claims he's a Christian and he's not. He's pro-abortion. He's deceitful. And the amazing thing is, you still got people that are still calling this man saying he's a Christian, when he's showing everything about him is, I'm for Islam, Islam, Islam. Just like this boy that got invited to the court, to the White House, that made this clock look like a bomb, and rightfully the school should have been concerned when you look at it. And he invited him to the White House because he was a Muslim. He always want to make sure Obama, that he encourages the Muslims. But what about the Christians who are actually being persecuted and dying? What does he have to say about them? What about the Christian kids who are being persecuted in school, saying they can't read their Bibles? Or the military lady who got kicked out because she had a Bible verse on her computer? What about those? See, this is letting us know the side that he's on. It's also letting us know the time that we're in. They're trying to establish an Islamic caliphate. And you have the Pope, who's going to be here this week in Philadelphia and address Congress to talk about climate change. And there is no such thing as climate change. There's no such thing as climate change. There's such thing as a judgment of God changing the climate. See, they don't want to put it where it's supposed to be. There is no such thing as climate change. And Genesis lets us know that there's always going to be seed time and harvest, cold and winter, spring, summer, day, night. Jesus, God let us know in Genesis that's always going to be. So where's this climate change they're talking about? It's judgments that's coming along. That's what it is. It's not the climate's changing. That's always going to be. It's God, but God will allow judgments to change the climate because there's judgment upon the land due to the sin. See, it's not climate change, it's sin. That's what's going on. But see, the Pope doesn't have a spiritual eye, and neither do those that follow him have a spiritual eye. And you got many that's singing the praises of the Pope. Many that's, you got your Rick Warrens and your Joel Osteens and those meeting with the Pope and agreeing, and he's trying to establish his one world religion. It's basically going to be an Islamic caliphate, that is. You got you got your false prophet. You got what seems to be at least an antichrist spirit in Obama. Things are lining up, people. And it's no time to be outside the will of God. We gotta make sure that we're lined up in accordance to the word of God. If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you would say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I ask you to forgive me for all my sins. Have mercy on me. I accept Jesus as the Son of the living God. And if you have said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept him into your heart today. Go join a Bible-based believing church. Be baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And allow him to do a work in your life. In Jesus' name. We'll be back on Monday, tomorrow, at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific, for news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. God bless you. And please remember to visit me on my website, Evangelist K.L. Rich, under www.klrichministries.com. Again, that's www.klrichministries.com. On my website, please listen to the previous ministry broadcast. Get books for your entire family that's available on Amazon.com. And also, if you'd like to donate to the cause of this ministry, please do so on my website as well. God bless you. until next time. And one more thing, please invite someone to listen to these broadcasts. Share them on your Facebook page. If you follow me on Facebook, well, please do follow me under KL Rich Ministries. Again, that's KL Rich Ministries. I keep you updated as to the things that are taking place in the news and as it relates to the Bible and end times. God bless you until next time.